Level Up. Cothet School Board, QSD, members Jacqueline Miller, Rob Hill and Dale Lawson, Superintendent of Schools Dr. J. Yule and QSD Secretary Treasurer Steve Hopkins met on May 15 for a monthly meeting. QSD Director of Instruction, Learning and Innovation Kristen Bratch provided an overview of the district-wide Level Up conference that took place on May 9. The mental health initiative is designed to facilitate the transition from elementary to secondary school for grade 7 students. Bratch said the day began with a keynote presentation focusing on anxiety awareness and seeking help when needed. Students then engaged in 6 breakout sessions, covering a mindfulness walk, substance use awareness, community resources, sexual health and consent education. Bratch said many students gave positive feedback about a community resource walk, where students were able to walk together, visit and learn about resources for youth in the Cothet community. Digital apps. QSD Director of Instruction Allison Burt shared information at the monthly board meeting about a digital mental health and wellness app developed in collaboration with SLIAM Mon Nation and Checking In Software. Burt said the app is titled MZNM, The Way We Are, and is open to all users but specifically designed for members of the SLIAM Mon community. The app features elders' stories, cultural teachings, traditional songs, AOTHETA-M language lessons and wellness resources. Burt also talked about a study being conducted by the UBC Department of Psychiatry called the Younger Minds Project, which is focused on secondary students and aims to offer mental health resources and support for their well-being and resilience. Burt said students will be invited to participate in a province-wide trial of a purpose-built app intended to promote well-being, build resilience and prevent disordered substance use and mental health problems. Financial report. Hopkins said as of April 30, 2024, the month-end financial report indicates a 2% underspend compared to the previous year. He added that the district continues to be in a strong financial position. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.